We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
Builders!
This is Mrs. Fernandez here, and today we have
JJ,
Leanne,
and May.
And we are excited to tell you a little bit about what's been happening the last couple of weeks. JJ was actually our star of the week last week, but we had such a busy week that we are only now getting around to podcasts. And testing has taken up a lot of that time, but we've done some fun things in between. So, Miss Markowitz is in the final stages of her solo teaching, and she's been doing some fun activities with the kids and teaching them lots of good things as we wrap up the year. So in science, the kids have been learning a little bit about adaptations and inherited traits, and they did a fun activity with butterflies.
What we did with the butterflies is we took a paper butterfly and we had to cut it out. Then we would look around the room and find something to blend it into with crayons, colored pencils, and markers. And then we had some staff come in and try to find them. Mine wasn't found.
Nice. So you got to camouflage the butterflies around. And our administrators actually came in, and they were our predators. And I think we had about half the class almost where their butterflies were not found in the time that we had. So what is something that you learned from that experience?
That they are used, like their wings are used to camouflage, because I didn't know that. I thought it was just colorful.
Mm-hmm, just colorful and pretty. Yeah. But there's actually reasons to the patterns that are on there. Yeah, absolutely. We are going to continue talking about genetics and inherited traits a little bit more in the next week or two, so I am excited about that. We have more fun stories to tell you in the next couple of weeks. The students have also been learning a little bit about how to write persuasively and what kind of language they would want to use and things like that. So we're going to learn a little bit about that process and specifically the letters of recommendation that they wrote for Ms. Markowitz.
The letters of recommendation are to get people to hire Miss Markowitz because she's going to be leaving us.
And she's the best, right?
Very. So we had to write some letter recommendations about, they had to have a conclusion, 3 like body paragraphs, and then also an introduction.
Mm-hmm. And how did she help you get ready to write that? What kinds of things did you do? How did you organize that?
She had like a little stencil for us to kind of do it. And then if we wanted to change the wording, we could. Mm-hmm.
So she already had kind of a template for you. And I think there wasn't even before that, didn't she have like a graphic organizer for you to fill out some ideas?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And what kinds of things went into that graphic organizer?
We had our introduction, then 3 main ideas, then 3 like examples of the 3 main ideas, and then a conclusion.
Awesome. So can anybody give me an example of like something that you would have written where you have a main idea and then some details?
She's kind. She's kind to the staff and other classes.
Okay. And then you kind of went through some things that she did that were kind. Awesome. We are going to miss her tons. And she has been a fantastic teacher for us this year. We're moving right along because we are going to be short on time. Otherwise, we have also been continuing our economics unit, learning a little bit about the basics of economics that hopefully will continue throughout their whole life. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in economics in the last couple of weeks. I don't think we've talked about it much at all in the podcast yet, so really anything goes.
We learned about goods and services and how to make like a perfect economy. Well, not maybe perfect, but and like how in our class we made like Play-Dohs out of like goods out of Play-Dohs and experiments to be producers and consumers.
So what did you do with the Play-Doh things that you've made? What are some of the activities you've done when you've made Play-Doh stuff?
We traded with other people in our class, and we also had money today, And we experienced with that too.
And how was it different when you used money versus when you just bartered?
Well, bartering, people need, like, the other person has to want what you're willing to trade. But money, any person wants it because you can use it with almost anything.
Yeah, so it kind of makes trade a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to continue learning a little bit more about money as well as specialization and division of labor and improving capital. They've already learned about opportunity costs and all kinds of great things. So we'll wrap that up probably next week and take the tests soon thereafter. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember when exactly. Lots of great things that will hopefully help them in life. In math, we've had a lot of like geometry continuing, learning about shapes and things, which we talked about last time, I think. We are also, of course, in the middle of iLearn, and we did math testing all week long, but we also have been working on a task the last couple weeks called Tile It. Tell us a little bit about Tile It and what does that task entail?
Tile It is when we use different kinds of shapes and we try to make like a tile, like you, like for example, you'd see like on a bathroom floor on like shops and stuff. And so we got partners and we cut out shapes and we sorted them and saw if they tiled or not. And we saw different like kind of patterns and we recorded them to see like which ones worked and which ones didn't.
Did you get to the point where you got to explore multiple shapes or just one?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about two shapes that you were able to put together to tile. Because sometimes we'd explored and sorted for just one shape first, but then they could also explore combinations of shapes. What was the coolest combination you found that tiled?
Probably the staircase and the squares.
I bet that would look really cool.
We did right triangles and a square. Because if you put two right triangles together, it makes a square.
Awesome. Or a rectangle, depending on the size of it. Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of also, I think, ties into our tessellations that we did a couple weeks ago, too, right? Where we have tiling happening, that same shape repeated over and over again. It can happen even with very complex organic shapes like Escher's tessellations. Awesome. And the last thing for sure we're going to talk about is the field trip. We got to go on another field trip. We have so many wonderful field trips in fourth grade. And this one was to the State Museum in Indianapolis. So we learned a little bit about everything related to Indiana at that museum. It's a great museum if you ever get a chance to go down there. There's a couple other museums very close by that are worthwhile as well. But tell us a little bit about what we did, what you saw, what you learned, what you enjoyed from that field trip.
We went, there are different kinds of floors, and we organized the floors, and we were in different groups, and in some of the floors, we learned, like, about the history of Indiana, and, like, what's going on some, like, and for example, this group was, like, there's a bad group in Indiana where, they did bad things and stuff, and then...
The KKK, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the KKKs, and... Some other floors you get to, like, there's lots of interactive stuff, so you don't just, like, look at them. You can, like, touch and feel and do other stuff, which is really interesting. And they also had, like, stuff where you get to, like, be creative, like, make stuff. And you get to go, there's this station where you have these bracelets, and you have to, like, scan the bracelets to different, like, different kind of screens, and you got to try to, like, make the planet better.
Did your guys' bracelet work? Because my bracelet did not.
Yeah, it worked, but it took a few tries because we would have to do it and then fill out something. And then once that was done, we would have to go to different ones. Like, it would reset. We had to choose our name, and we chose Jalay May because we combined all our
combined
names.
All your names. Okay, that's fun. Yeah, the top floor of that museum always has, like, changing exhibits. So this one was kind of interesting. There were two exhibits up there where the kids did get to learn a little bit more about, like, saving the planet and ecology type things, but in a very hands-on way, as well as just, like, a STEM, like, the cardboard city kind of a thing where they could, like, build all kinds of cool things out of cardboard. And the bottom floor is more like the natural history of the earth, which is also kind of cool
like
too.
The wolf thing, because we saw a wolf and it was like from a long time ago. And then Mrs. Fernandez told us that it was being brought back to life. The dire wolf.
That's right. The dire wolf. We've been reading in the news lately about how they've been manipulating. I thought they were cloning it at first, but they actually have just like taken regular wolves that are close and they manipulate the genes based on what they see. So the DNA that we're learning about right now, they were changing and replacing bits of that DNA to give it the traits of a dire wolf. So that's kind of crazy.
I hope they do it with dinosaurs. So,
have you seen Jurassic Park? It's a bad idea.
They're also bringing back the woolly. They're going to try to bring back the woolly mammoth by 2030.
The woolly mammoth. We actually got to see mammoths and mastodons down in the first floor as well, right? Does anybody remember the difference between a mammoth and a mastodon?
Oh, wasn't it like the teeth.
The teeth.
One of the reasons is the teeth, right? One of them has like these flat teeth for grinding. And
when I was on the first floor, I saw this thing and it was like, you got to smell something and it smelled like shark vomit, like fossilized shark vomit, and it smelled like chicken.
Interesting. There are some very interesting exhibits. What are some of your favorite things that you saw at the museum on our field trip? Or learned?
Probably my favorite things were to, like, see different kinds of, like, animals from, like, the past.
From the Ice Age all the way up to the 1800s, I think, right?
Yeah. There was this part in, like, the tour, and you got, like, a hammer, and you got to, like, saw stuff. You got to, like, hit stuff and, like, try to break wood, and it was really fun.
Yeah, that was, like, in the exhibit right next to the log cabin of Abraham Lincoln, or, like, a replica, kind of what the Lincoln cabin would have been like, right? And what life would have been like. Did you get a chance to churn butter or anything like that?
We hit the, like... The hammer into like the wood, and then me and Leanne, we did the like sawing thing. It was hard.
What about you? What's the favorite thing that you saw at the museum or experienced or learned about? Because you're new to Indiana, right? So it's probably all new and overwhelming. What are some things that you saw or liked?
I liked seeing all the history of Indiana because I can compare it with Texas and the Ice Age and the Native Americans because I can't really experience it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I love, too, one of my favorite things about that whole experience is seeing the kids find their famous Hoosiers that they did for Living History Day and getting pictures of you guys with that. So that's always really fun, too. There's just so many things. I wish we could spend even more time at those field trips. I wish we had more time for all those things. But I think that for the time we had, we maximized it and we saw a lot of really cool things that kind of wrapped up all of our social studies learning this year. Not that we're totally done, but we're kind of almost done. It's already the last month of school is going to fly by. Well, we're going to come back next week with even more exciting things as we have so many activities, field trips, projects, book clubs, all kinds of great things happening. But this is Mrs. Fernandez and...
We are...
Know your name.
JJ, Leanne,
and May.
Saying... We are
amazing
and builders. See you next week.
We are builders.
Yay.